Thomas also created the concept of greenhouses, residences for no more than 16 seniors that stress a home-like atmosphere. These ideas showed how to care for elders in a way that preserved their sense of control and dignity. Gawande turned his attention to the final stage of the human journey. Doctors and patients were generally reluctant to talk about dying, much less admit that it was going to happen. By failing to have hard conversations, patients often ended up in a vicious cycle of treatments that did little good, only to end up dying on a ventilator in an intensive care unit. Their last days were miserable. This was not what most people wanted. When realistic conversations took place and patients learned about hospice care, a place designed to allow patients to die with dignity, they more often than not opted for it. Gawande saw this firsthand when his father died of a rare spinal tumor. Studies have found that hospice patients often live as long as, if not longer, than those receiving conventional treatment. By 2010, 45% of deaths in the United States were in a hospice setting, affording patients a chance to make good use of their last days in comfort and find a sense of peace and completion. The trend toward palliative care, that act of providing a medical procedure for the sole purpose of providing comfort for frail and dying elderly patients, has been positive. However, much more remains to be done to give people the comfort and dignity they truly desire at the end of their lives, whether they need help with daily living or support as they are dying. Important people. Atul Gawande. Gawande is a doctor and writer. This book chronicles his experiences and reflections involving aging and dying. Atmaram Gawande. Gawande's father, also a doctor, died of a spinal tumor. The way he lived and died inspired his son. Alice Hobson. Hobson was Atul Gawande's grandmother-in-law. Her decline from feisty senior to nursing home patient also led him to consider the issues of aging and dying. Lou Sanders. Sanders was a patient whose struggle for dignity amid decline also inspired Gawande. Karen Brown Wilson. Wilson, a gerontology professor, pioneered the assisted living movement to provide an alternative to nursing homes. Bill Thomas. Thomas, a doctor, invented the Eden alternative by bringing plants, animals, and children into nursing homes. He then developed the concept of small, comfortable greenhouses that created a more comfortable atmosphere for the elderly. Chapter summaries and key takeaways. Introduction. In medical school, Atul Gawande was taught almost nothing about aging and death, except for an hour spent on a classic short story by Leo Tolstoy about a dying man who craves compassion. When he began his practice, he was ill-prepared to care for patients in either situation. Gawande began writing professionally early in his medical career. One of his first essays was about a man who chose risky, painful surgeries and other treatments rather than admit that he was dying. It was not just the patient who pursued a delusion that he could beat death. It was his doctors as well. Such situations had become widespread. Before World War II, most people in the United States died at home, but by the 1980s, just 17% did. People who are aging or dying are subjected to treatments that do little good or may do great harm, administered by doctors so conditioned to find fixes that they cannot accept the natural progression of life into death. Gawande was inspired to investigate the way people age and die, today and in the past. By shedding light on a subject most people do not want to talk about, he hoped to find better approaches to helping people through the natural end of life. Key takeaways. Doctor and writer Atul Gawande learned little about aging and dying in medical school. A dying patient spurred Gawande to explore why patients and doctors cannot accept mortality and seek better approaches to end-of-life issues. Chapter 1.